Here we go.
I would like to be known as the Big Aristotle.
And I'm determined to bring a championship to Minnesota.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs. You kidding me?
Oh, ho, ho! Up high, down hard!
Yeah! In your life have you seen anything like that?
I can't believe you're a golfer. I think you should be working at the snack bar.
Don't you ever touch my puck! How do you like that?
We talking about practice. Not a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
Well, we're live. I didn't do it.
They are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook. I know what
you want. Good afternoon. Welcome in to another edition of The Scoop on KLGR 1490 AM and FM 95.9. Also online at myklgr.com. Well, happy Monday to you. Hopefully had a good weekend. And as a result of it being Monday, we got a lot to get to here today. You might have heard promos throughout the day teasing what we have coming here this week. So may have let the cat out of the bag as we're going to be joined by our Vikings analyst, who will be AJ Mansour of KFAN 100.3 FM in the cities, covering the Vikings for the flagship station. So we will talk with AJ at about 3:15 here today to give you a bit of a recap of how things have gone for the Vikings in the off season and what to look for as the season gets underway. So that's coming at about 3:15 here today. We'll also recap the events from this weekend with our weekend rewind and also take a look later on at what's on deck here for today. But we are going to go right into it today, and we're going to take a look at some of our top sports headlines here from today. Taking a look at the top headlines here for today. The NHL draft was this past weekend. Minnesota Wild didn't have that many picks, but they still had a few. So we will take a look at the players that the Wild drafted this past weekend. Minnesota Twins broke out the bats for their final game with the Yankees this year and were able to get the win in the finale yesterday. Twins off today, but they will start a series up against the Chicago White Sox on the road starting tomorrow. The NFL continuing to look into possible performance-enhancing drugs used by players, and they have sent out a wave of interview requests, and we'll let you know how one Pittsburgh Steelers player reacted to that interview request from the league. Also, looks like Kevin Durant has made a list of teams that he is going to talk to about potentially playing for here this season, next season, I should say. And you'd be surprised that one of the teams not on his list, his hometown team. We'll talk about that a little bit later on here today, as well as the U.S. Olympic men's basketball team's roster finalized for the Summer Olympics. We will talk about that a little bit later on as well today. And the New York Yankees may be coming to a resolution after some troubles with tickets that they had earlier in the season. We'll talk about that as well here today. So all of that is coming up here on today's edition of The Scoop. But as I mentioned, we're going to talk next with AJ Mansour of KFAN 100.3 in the cities, and that is on the way next. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk to AJ Mansour. That's coming up next on The Scoop.
You're listening to The Scoop.
And that's the bottom line.
On KLGR 1490 AM and FM 95.9. Your home for Redwood Valley Cardinal Athletics all season long. KLGR 1490 AM and FM 95.9.
.315 here on The Scoop, and I am very pleased to be joined on the phone
by AJ Mansour, who covers the Minnesota Vikings for KFAN FM 100.3 in the cities. AJ, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. How's everyone doing out there?
Not too bad. A good start to the week weather-wise, and it's every Monday is another step closer to the start of the NFL season. So I absolutely cannot wait for that. Well, Minnesota Vikings have been doing some pretty good things here so far this offseason, starting off with free agency. They tried to make sure to address the offensive line issues, and they also tried to give Teddy some extra targets to throw to as well. AJ, I just wanted to start off by getting your impressions with what the Vikings have done so far in free agency and the draft to try to fill some of those holes that they had at the end of last season.
Yeah, certainly. You know, it's always an interesting progression to watch teams as they go from high draft pick teams that are at the bottom of the division to lower draft pick teams that are winning divisions and competing for the playoffs and hoping to make a push for the Super Bowl. And the Minnesota Vikings are on that latter end of that spectrum right there. And you know, you go from players when Mike Zimmer comes in, you're trying to get guys just to fit the system. You're trying to superload one side of the offense or the defense and get things up to par, I guess it would be a good way to put it, for where the coaching staff wants it to be. And then there's a different system where you have that established base. You have young players that can be the cornerstones of your organization already in place. And you get more aggressive in free agency. You do some different things in the draft that you go maybe out of character, off the board a little bit, to get some guys that can be those dynamic players that can take this team from a competitive team to the next level and hopefully on to a deep playoff run. And that's what we saw from the Minnesota Vikings this year, is their free agency approach was a little different. They didn't necessarily go after first wave free agents, those super high priced, oftentimes overpaid guys. But what they did do is they went after that second tier, and they got some linebackers. They got some safeties. They got, obviously, Alex Boone and Andre Smith to add to that offensive line. They addressed, like you said, their biggest concern at that offensive line, and they bring in, you know, darn near a dozen guys this offseason to come in and compete. And that's been Mike Zimmer's MO. He wants competition at every position, and especially across that offensive line, you bring in as many good players as you can, and just essentially they're going to have the best players. The cream of the crop will rise to the top, and their offensive line as a whole will be better for it. Then they move on to the draft. They address wide receiver, maybe the team's biggest offensive need. After they did shore up that offensive line a little bit, they get Laquon Treadwell. They get Mackenzie Alexander, add some pieces as they go on as well. So this team is the mindset, I think, of this team from the players all the way up to coaching staff and to Rick Spielman, the general manager, has changed now from being a team that is fighting to compete to a team that is fighting to go deep in the playoffs and fighting to make a run for the Super Bowl.
Another move that this team made during the offseason was to lock up Harrison Smith, who has been essentially the captain of this defense, one of the best safeties in the NFL. How important was it for the Vikings to be able to ensure that Harrison is here for the long haul to be able to be a fixture in this Vikings defense?
Well, it might have been the most important thing that they had on their plate this offseason. And you wouldn't know it because of the way that they treated it, the way that Harrison Smith treated it in the public eye. I think they all knew that it was going to get done. They were confident that a deal would be reached, but you didn't hear him talk about it. Harrison wasn't worried about it. The Vikings went through the motions for free agency in the draft before addressing Smith and his contract. But ultimately, when they come out and they give him the richest contract for a safety in the NFL history, you can tell that this was something that was important to them. And really having some question marks next to him at that safety spot in the back. Harrison's a lock, but next to him you have Andrew Sandejo. You bring in Michael Griffin. You have some opportunities to get better, but I don't know that they necessarily feel like that was fully addressed and the future person to fit into that spot was fully there. So they couldn't let Harrison Smith go by the wayside. They really had to lock him up, show that they're investing in him for this future. And, you know, he is a quiet guy. There's some funny stories of Harrison in the locker room doing national interviews where he passed on an interview because I watched this happen with my own eyes. He passed on a national radio interview because they didn't know who he was and they didn't think that he was a big enough name to get them on there. And now he's the richest safety in the NFL. That was just this last season. So,
wow.
You know, he's an unknown commodity across the nation, but obviously here in Minnesota, and for people who really dig deep into the NFL, they know how important he is to this team, and they really showed that by giving him that money.
We're talking to AJ Mansour, who covers the Vikings for KFAN 100.3 in the cities. AJ, another kind of interesting thing that maybe went under the radar this offseason was some comments that Adrian Peterson made earlier in the offseason about his willingness to try to help the team by being more comfortable running out of the shotgun. Do you take a lot away from those comments that he made, or is it just kind of something that he just wants to try to help this team win any way he can?
I might answer both to that question. I think that it's a savvy veteran realization that not only this team, but the league is moving away from the I formation dot back run sets where you do get Adrian Peterson ahead of steam before he gets to the line of scrimmage. And he gets into those holes and he's already going full speed. Shotgun sets are a little different. And this is where the Vikings got themselves in a bit of a conundrum last year. Teddy Bridgewater passes much better out of the shotgun. Adrian Peterson runs much better out of the back formation, the I formation. And those things don't meld together. So when you tip your hand to the defense that way, they know that you're going to pass when you're in shotgun and you're going to run when you're on in the I formation, or you're not going to be successful. So I think Adrian Peterson understanding, you know, the last four games of last season, Teddy Bridgewater really took some steps forward just as far as the production. He had that four touchdown game against Arizona, threw for a bunch of yards the next week. Much of that came from short passes where he got the ball to his receivers or his tight ends or his running back in space and let them do the rest. It was a high percentage for Teddy Bridgewater. It moves the ball, almost a West Coast kind of style offense that we obviously see from Norv Turner and that Don Coryell style that he'll bring to the table. But you have that opportunity then where Adrian just may have seen the writing on the wall and understands this is the way the team is going to go. So I either need to adapt or publicly just pretend that I'm adapting and say the right things to continue to be a part of this, because I think Adrian is invested here. I think he wants to be a Minnesota Viking, wants to be a Super Bowl champion with the Minnesota Vikings, and a lot of his future is going to depend on how well he fits in to the Teddy Bridgewater scheme here in Minnesota, because it's no longer the Adrian Peterson scheme. It's Teddy, it's the style of play that Norv Turner feels comfortable with, and Adrian needs to find a way to fit into that.
AJ, we got a couple of guys on this Vikings team who are in essentially a make-or-break type scenario this year. Matt Khalil and also Cordarrelle Patterson. And from some of the accounts from Zimmer himself and others, Patterson really has stepped up here in the offseason. Take from that what you will. But what have you seen from those two, and how important is it for them to be able to have a good year here in order to ensure that they stay members of the Vikings?
Yeah, you know, I had been hearing rumors about Cordarrelle and his off-season workouts through Twitter and through people that were kind of in the know as far as Cordarrelle and his actions during the off-season. And when he came to minicamp and he came to OTAs, I actually did get to see that. And you could tell a difference. I'm not saying that he's going to go out and be Randy Moss this year and really blow up and have a fantastic season. But you can tell that the work ethic, the attention to detail, is there for Cordarrelle. Now, is it too little too late? It might be, because he is the fourth or fifth wide receiver on this team right now. And if you're just a good kickoff returner and that kickoff return value is going down because of the new rules in the NFL to begin with, you're not going to have a role on a team. So they're going to give him a chance. I think he makes this team coming out of training camp, but I don't know exactly how much he's going to have an impact. That really will determine on whether he can carry over what he did in OTAs into minicamp and then into training camp and then into week one, week two, and continue to be consistent, because that's also been a problem with Cordero. But I think that they're giving him a chance, and he seems to be of the right mindset this year, which I don't necessarily think he was the last couple years. On Matt Khalil, I'm really interested to see what he is going to be able to do with a big-bodied stud like Alex Boone next to him on that left side. Khalil, a lot of times, took the rap for mistakes that were made across the line. That's not to say that he hasn't made his own mistakes, and he needs to clean it up. He needs to stay healthy, too. He missed some time in the offseason here. He's got some knees that have been bugging him through most of last season, and that affects the way that he plays. If he's not at 100%, you can see his play and his level of play drop pretty dramatically. So if he can stay healthy and if he can really, you know, benefit from the bodies that are next to him, I think that there is a future for him. Otherwise, you know, left tackles don't grow on trees. That's what they say. You can't get them unless you draft them and keep them forever. So free agency isn't going to be a place the Vikings are going to fix left tackle. You're going to have to then go back to the well of a draft pick, a high draft pick in the first round, and see if you can get lucky with a guy like we thought we had with Matt Khalil when he first came in.
Of course, we got to make sure to talk, too, about the new stadium for the Vikings, U.S. Bank Stadium, which a couple of weeks ago was reported as substantially complete. AJ, what are your thoughts on U.S. Bank Stadium? I can only speak to what I've seen in pictures and from up-close views, but it just looks phenomenal from what I've seen.
Yeah, you know, I've been fortunate enough to get out there a couple times throughout the construction, and every time I go out, I learn something new about something that along the way they've added to the plans for this stadium. So even from the amazing $1 billion plans that they started with 2 years ago, they continually have added amenities that are going to make this just an amazing experience for the fans. Now, it obviously is going to be state-of-the-art. It's going to be huge. You're going to have the biggest, you know, HD screens, the banners all over the place, TVs all over, Wi-Fi throughout. You're not going to have an issue using your cell phone because they have technology put in there. But, you know, at the end of the day, the stadium is going to be fantastic. Obviously, we're rooting for the team on the field, and all the amenities for them are in it as well. And that's what's cool, is they, as well as they thought about this stadium for the fan and the user experience, They dress this up, too, for free agency, for the Minnesota Vikings to be able to draw people in. It is going to be, small amenities from the family room that they have across from the locker room to player parking to, you know, the locker room, the state-of-the-art big locker room. Those things are going to draw free agents into Minnesota who want to come and play for a competitive team in a brand-new stadium that's super impressive and has all the bells and whistles to bring them in. So they really did think of everything in this stadium for the players, for the fans. I can't wait to see it, you know, operational in just a matter of months here for the Minnesota Vikings, and exactly see how a game day experience really blows everybody away when they get in there.
Yeah, I am certainly looking forward to the first chance that I get to be able to see that stadium inside and hear it loud with all the fans inside. I can't wait. We're talking to AJ Mansour, who covers the Minnesota Vikings for KFAN FM 100.3 in the cities. AJ, before we let you go, anything that you're working on? You've got the Vikings blog on the KFAN website. Anything that you are working on here within the next week or so that you'd like to spotlight here before we go?
Yeah, you know, I think we might start taking a turn to the fantasy football for the next couple of weeks. You know, we have a little time in between training camp when we can really get the nuts and bolts down, and we'll start thinking about fantasy football and specifically how Vikings players could impact your fantasy football team, and just, you know, a little bit of a fun bit that we do to just kind of fill the time in between now and training camp when there's not much going on. But I know a lot of people are gearing up already for fantasy football drafts, getting their FanDuel, DraftKings, whatever it might be, strategies in place, and I think that there are going to be some impact players for the Minnesota Vikings that that people might want to be drafting in their fantasy teams.
Excellent. Well, I can't wait. Thanks for the time here today, AJ. We look forward to being able to bring you into the fold and talk about the Vikings here throughout the offseason and then through the season as well. Great talking with you here today, and we look forward to it doing it again next week.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. Looking forward to it.
AJ Mansour of KFAN FM 100.3 in the cities, covering the Minnesota Vikings. And as you heard, some great insight there. Looking forward to having him on as a weekly guest throughout the season, and If you haven't had a chance yet, be sure to give him a follow on Twitter at AJKFAN. Some great Vikings insight. Check out the Vikings blog on kfan.iheart.com under the news drop-down menu. Click on the Vikings blog. Some great stuff from AJ Mansour of KFAN. Well, we're going to take a short break. We will come back with more on The Scoop after this.
You're listening to The Scoop.
I'll be back.
On KLGR 1490 AM and FM 95.9. For the latest scores, play-by-play, schedules, and more, visit myklgr.com.
.335 here on The Scoop. Boy, that was a fun interview with AJ Mansour. You will not want to miss that one, as we'll have the podcast up shortly after 4 o'clock. Be sure to check that one out. Once again, AJ will be joining us throughout the offseason and the regular season for Vikings football here this year. Well, it's time to get into the weekend rewinds. And we're going to start off with the no longer undefeated Minnesota Lynx. They played Washington and Los Angeles this weekend. Ended up losing both games. First to the Sparks on Friday by a score of 94-76. So that's a big loss for the Lynx. Their first of the year. And the Sparks able to get some revenge for the loss on Tuesday that the Lynx gave to the Sparks. But then the Washington game on Sunday, Washington ended up beating the Lynx by a score of 87-63 to hand them their second consecutive loss here this season. Other WNBA results from this past weekend: Phoenix beat Washington 91-79, New York over Chicago 80-79, and Seattle over Connecticut 98-81. To Saturday, San Antonio over Atlanta, 73-69. Indiana over Dallas, 92-87. And then a couple other games on Sunday. Phoenix, 104 over New York, 97. And Los Angeles, 80. Connecticut, 73. So despite having those two losses over the weekend, the Lynx still have the now longest winning streak to start a season in WNBA history at 13 games. We'll see if they can bounce back their next game, which will be later on this week. Some Major League Baseball results from this past weekend. Starting on Friday, Baltimore over Tampa Bay 6-3. New York Mets beat the Minnesota Twins 5-3. Masahiro Tanaka with the win. Tommy Malone with the loss. And Aroldis Chapman got the save. Other games: Pittsburgh over the Los Angeles Dodgers 8-6. Cleveland over Detroit 7-5. San Diego over Cincinnati 13-4. Chicago over Miami 5-4. The New York Mets over Atlanta 8-6. Boston over Texas 8-7. Chicago over Toronto 3-2. Milwaukee over Washington 5-3. Houston 13, Kansas City 4. A wild one in Colorado. Arizona 10, Colorado 9. Oakland 7 over the Los Angeles Angels 4. Seattle 4-3 over St. Louis, and San Francisco 5-4 over Philadelphia. To Saturday, a closer game for the Twins, but still a loss as New York ended up winning 2-1. Andrew Miller the win. Ryan Pressly gets tagged with the loss. Aroldis Chapman with another save as the Yankees make it 2 in a row against the Twins. Then Tampa Bay beating Baltimore 5-0. Baltimore beating Tampa Bay, I beg your pardon, 5-0. Toronto beat the Chicago White Sox 10-8. Cleveland over Detroit 6-0. Milwaukee over Washington 6-5. San Diego over Cincinnati 3-0. Colorado over Arizona 11-6. Miami over Chicago 9-6. Baltimore beating Tampa Bay 8-6 in game 2 of their doubleheader. Houston over Kansas City 13-5. The New York Mets beat Atlanta 1-0 in 11 innings. Pittsburgh beats the Los Angeles Dodgers 6-1. Texas over Boston 10-3. Oakland over the Los Angeles Angels 7-3. Philadelphia over the San Francisco Giants 3-2. And Seattle over St. Louis 5-4. And then to yesterday's games, when the Minnesota Twins broke out the bats, and they hit 6 home runs to beat the New York Yankees 7-1. Tyler Duffy with the win, Nate Eovaldi with the loss. Other games from yesterday, Cleveland continues their recent role as they beat the Detroit Tigers 9-3. Cincinnati over San Diego 3-0. Miami beat the Chicago Cubs 6-1. Jose Fernandez getting the win in that game. Baltimore beating Tampa Bay once again 12-5. Atlanta over the New York Mets 5-2. The Chicago White Sox beat Toronto 5-2. Chris Sale with another win on the season. Washington over Milwaukee 3-2. Kansas City over Houston 6-1. Texas over Boston 6-2. Los Angeles Angels over Oakland 7-6. San Francisco over Philadelphia 8-7. St. Louis over Seattle 11-6. Colorado over Arizona 9-7. And Pittsburgh beating the Los Angeles Dodgers and Clayton Kershaw 4-3 in the nightcap. So there you have it, your weekend rewind here on The Scoop. As the Minnesota Twins, as mentioned, getting the win by a score of 7-1. And that win for Tyler Duffy, his first in a very long time, as Duffy in his last 7 starts had been not good. I've got the numbers here for you, as it's been a very odd season for Tyler Duffy. His splits very, very strange, as on the season 3-6 with a 5.59 ERA in 12 starts. But if you take a look at his numbers during the day, 3-2 with a 3.02 ERA and just 9 walks in 44 2/3 innings. But at night, 0-4 in 5 games started with a 10.57 ERA. So the numbers not kind to Duffy between day and night. And also home and away. On the road, 2-3 with a 3.6 ERA in 6 games started. And 1-3 with a 7.71 ERA at Target Field. We're going to crunch those numbers a little bit tomorrow with Brandon Warn, as it seems odd that a pitcher of Duffy's caliber would struggle at home at Target Field, a park which is notoriously pitcher-friendly. But whatever is causing it, the numbers have not been good, so it's good to see Duffy get back on the right track and get a win over, despite the fact that they have been down this year, still the New York Yankees. So that was great to see yesterday for both the Twins and Duffy, as they continue to try to get back on track here this season. We're going to take another break. We'll come back and wrap things up after this on The Scoop.
You're listening to The Scoop.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
On KLGR 1490 AM and FM 95.9. Miss today's episode of The Scoop? Find each and every episode on myklgr.com under the Sports tab.
.347 here on The Scoop. We've got What's on Deck coming up next to wrap up the show. But first, getting to a couple of our top sports headlines for the day. The Minnesota Wilds, with 4 players selected in the draft this past weekend, their first pick in the first round, 15th overall, center Luke Kunin from the University of Wisconsin. Then they went with a couple of right wings, first in the fourth round, 15th selection, number 106 overall, Brandon Duhame from Tri-City. Then in the seventh round, 2 more selections for the Wild. First right wing, Dmitry Sokolov from Sadbury. And then they took defenseman Braden Chizin of Colonia. So that's all The Wild didn't have that many picks this year, and not too familiar with the players selected, but hopefully they will be impact players for the Wild here in the not-too-distant future. And also, Kyrie Irving has accepted a spot on the U.S. men's Olympic basketball team roster, filling out the roster for the Olympic team. And it includes Carmelo Anthony, Harrison Barnes, Jimmy Butler, DeMarcus Cousins, DeMar DeRozan, Kevin Durant, Paul George, Draymond Green, Kyrie Irving, DeAndre Jordan, Kyle Lowry, and Klay Thompson. So going to be an interesting squad as Timberwolves coach Tom Thibodeau, one of the assistants. So he'll get to see all these players close up, and we'll get a chance to interact with them as well. Maybe can convince Jimmy Butler to head to Minnesota. We'll have to wait and see. But that is what the men's basketball team for the Olympics will look like. Certainly a talented roster, but obviously hard to replace a player of LeBron James caliber for that team. We are going to take one final break. Then when we come back, we will give you what's on deck, and we'll wrap things up from there. That is all coming up next here on The Scoop.
You're listening to The Scoop.
And that's the bottom line.
On KLGR 1490 AM and FM 95.9. KLGR 1490 AM and FM 95.9 is radio you can depend on for sports and play-by-play.
Time winding down on The Scoop here today. Again, a big thank you to AJ Mansour of KFAN FM 100.3 for joining to talk Vikings earlier in the show. That interview will be part of the podcast, so be sure to take a listen if you missed it earlier. Some great Vikings insight, and very excited to have AJ along to talk Vikings with us throughout the season. Well, let's give you a look at what's on deck here tonight. And a light slate of Major League Baseball games as the Minnesota Twins off tonight. They will start a series tomorrow against the Chicago White Sox. One early game on the schedule here today, and that's featuring the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Francisco Liriano getting the start in this one. He did not do well, as he was not able to finish the fifth inning, ended up giving up 5 runs, 5 walks, 3 strikeouts, as the Dodgers edged the Pirates 5-4. Scott Kazmir gets the win. He went 5 innings, giving up 4 runs, 4 hits, 4 walks, 4 strikeouts to improve to 6-3 on the year. Liriano falls to 4-8 with the loss, and his post-Twins career has been pretty up and down, and looks like it's going to be another down campaign for Liriano this year. Before we get to the rest of the Major League Baseball schedule, we've got the College World Series finals between Arizona and Coastal Carolina. That game will be at 6 o'clock tonight, so it should be an exciting finish to the College World Series. Both teams 4-1 in tournament play. So one win will do it for either Arizona or Coastal Carolina. The rest of the Major League Baseball slate tonight, a couple of games at 6:05. Texas traveling to New York to take on the Yankees. Chichi Gonzalez against Ivan Nova. The New York Mets heading to Washington to take on the Nationals. Noah Syndergaard against Joe Ross. Cleveland heading to Turner Field to take on the Atlanta Braves. Trevor Bauer against John Gant. Chicago taking on the Cincinnati Reds. Jake Arrieta against Dan Straley. Boston against Tampa Bay. That at 6:10. Eduardo Rodriguez against Blake Snell. St. Louis and the Kansas City Royals squaring off in an interleague series. Adam Wainwright against Danny Duffy. Toronto head into Coors Field to take on the Rockies, Marco Estrada against John Gray. Philadelphia and Arizona, Vince Velasquez against Robbie Ray. Houston and the LA Angels at 9 o'clock tonight, Colin McHugh against Matt Shoemaker. And Oakland taking on San Francisco at 9:15, Daniel Mengden against Jeff Samardzija. That the pitching matchup in the late game. And that is what we've got going on here. A couple of WNBA games going on tonight as well, as we get the schedule loaded up here. It's the Dream taking on the Storm at 9 o'clock tonight, and the Wings taking on the Los Angeles Sparks at 9 o'clock as well. So a couple of WNBA games on the slate, and Minnesota Lynx off tonight after losing their second consecutive game. They will play on Wednesday against the New York Liberty. So a couple days off to rest up and try to heal up to get back on track here this season. And that's what's on deck tonight here for all sorts of sports action this evening.
All aboard! Enough's enough!
Taunting Marty Foster to throw him out, and he's gone.
And he gone.
Fans want an ejection. There he goes.
And we'll see you tomorrow night.
There you have it. Today's episode of The Scoop in the Books. Podcast will be up in a few minutes after the end of the show here, so be sure to take a listen to that for that interview with AJ Mansoor. Some great Vikings insight as well. Tomorrow we will be joined by Brandon Warn to cover Minnesota Twins. We'll talk about the Yankees series this past weekend and a preview to the series against Chicago, as well as Texas looming on the radar as well. We'll talk about Tyler Duffy and his start yesterday also. And we'll have our regular segment Trending. We'll let you know who is trending upward and trending downward throughout the sports world. That is all on the way tomorrow on The Scoop. If you miss any episodes of The Scoop, go to myklgr.com/The Scoop. There's a link from there to get to all of the podcasted episodes, so you can catch all of the great content, even if you miss an episode live with The Scoop. That's going to do it. Have a good rest of your Monday. We'll be back at 3:05 tomorrow on KLGR Redwood Falls. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon.